As we've heard, one of the hardest hit towns is King Lake, north of Melbourne. Reporter Michael Vincent has been at a community meeting there and he joins me now. Well, Michael, what have you been hearing?
There's a lot of very, very distressed and frustrated people here. They feel they've obviously survived, some of them, to come out the other end and find they haven't got to the supplies they were expecting to arrive, power, water, fuel. They have expressed that anger to the local authorities. There's a lot of roadblocks still in place because the roads aren't safe. And at this stage, they're just promising to do as much as they can. They've been taking people's names down and their needs, list one sheet for needs, one sheet for medications, another sheet for contacting other relatives. It's sort of organised chaos still. Not everything is under control yet, and people are frustrated. They feel like they've been through a lot, and they have, and they want the help, and they want it now.
What have they been saying about the lack of warning?
The people have said that they heard the fire was 50 minutes drive away. So they stayed at their homes and they saw the smoke on the horizon, and 100 kilometre an hour winds managed to bring it here within 15 minutes. They sort of thought, well, I have a plan. When it comes closer, I'll decide to do something. And then it turned out at the last minute, the fire was on them. People say they panicked. People say they had no idea it was going to come on them that fast. That's people who have water sprinklers, who've got the pumps, who've got everything they need to protect their homes. Even some of those people didn't save their homes.
The wind is whipping up around you as you speak. What are conditions like there at the moment?
The wind is still causing problems. It's going at about 60 kilometres an hour. The CFA have had to put out a couple of spot fires this morning. They've still got 20 trucks, strike team of 20 trucks in the area, whizzing about, going to various spots to try and keep those fires at bay. They are threatening some property, but it is nothing like Saturday, where a wall of fire, some people describe, has swept through and destroyed swathes and swathes of houses. The people here, this community meeting, I was here overnight, there were a couple of hundred people have come to this community meeting, and one moment, it was just heartbreaking. There was two women, they looked at each other, they said, one of them said, yeah, I'm here. And that really summed it up, that people are still reuniting with their friends. And another guy that stayed overnight was Charles Hexton. He's a farmer. He's lived here for 100 years. Well, his family have been in the area for 100 years. He spent last night with nothing. He had his clothes on his back and his car, and he's been trying to organise water supplies to come in and out, and he's still helping, handing out sandwiches and the like. He spent last night basically with the clothes on his back and his 16-year-old son, Bradley.
We stayed out here and we slept in the ute. Well, we didn't sleep. We tried to sleep, but there's just too much on our minds. And I've got about 700 head of sheep that I had to worry about, and cattle and horses is right up in the roads. And there's been no animal losses on my farm or any as I know of at this stage. But might get a better look today, but we'll wait and see.
Are you dreading going back to your property?
At the home property where my mum was living, I saved that house the night before, but I lost everything in my potato production. I lost my sheds only 20 metres away. The cars, the forklifts, tractors, potato bins, everything that goes with potato growing is gone.
What about your home?
I lost my home as well. My daughter's home was next door. We lost that as well. Shearing shed, sheep yard, and about 80% of the pastures.
Did your family get out of right though?
Yeah, saved the family. I also run another business. I sell water to spring water companies or for domestic use. And I gathered all the family around those tanks. I have about storage of about 400,000 litres. And it's run off a three-phase electric motor, so we had no problems about power and being safe. And a number of people coming off the roads from accidents and hitting trees, and we're all salvaged around the tanks. And
people coming to you during the fire?
Yes, when the people were sending them there, the CFA and that were sending them there because there was nowhere else to go. And currently I'm supplying the CFA at King Lake Fire Brigade to spot fires all around the area to put out because there's no other water available.
You've been through an amazing amount in the last couple of days. How are you dealing with it?
I'm just coping. You feel like breaking down, but you know, just got a lot on my mind, and the family's okay. They're all out of town. My son's stayed with me, and but it's been here too long to leave, and you've got to help all these people. And all my drivers and that have been working for two to three days, no sleep. Just keep them going, and we'll do the best we can to get this town going again.
That could take some time.
Well, the power's the biggest problem. The power station's partly damaged, and it could be months and months and months before it's ever put back. Everything's just burnt. Everything. It's just destroyed.
Were you able to check on your neighbours and friends? Have you found out how they've survived?
I've been all to my neighbours around, and the majority of the ones on the farm stayed and saved their houses. Some spent on their own, but it's only the odd house. Goodness knows, could be 80% of the houses gone. I don't know. I only saved my mother's house. But we were trapped there, me and one of the workers for me. We were trapped there for 4 hours. To do that, the power lines come down around us. But we were lucky it went, the wind blew it away, and we're still here.
Is that why you stayed up in King Lakes? Because you can help out? Most people would want to get off the mountain.
No, I'm staying. I lost everything. Just got the clothes I stand in, but that doesn't matter. We'll just keep moving and see what happens down the track.
Fire survivor Charles Exton speaking to The World Today's Michael Vincent.